Mr. Wallace, you'll be first on this next question. Less than 25% of registered voters in Galesburg typically vote in municipal elections. Some years, it's much lower than that. Why do you think turnout is so low for local elections, and have you always voted in them?
Like many places, our voters' turnout is not as high as we'd like, so we have to think about why that is and what we can do to solve that. First, we should make it easy as possible for people to vote. We should continue to have early voting and vote by mail. We also need to do more to help the people of Galesburg feel engaged with their city government and listen to. I think the live streaming of our city council meetings has helped people feel a part of the process, and I've been encouraged by a number of people who are actually taking the time to show up at the council meetings and express their views. They deserve to be listened to with respect, no matter what their views are. Candidates for office should also make themselves available, which I very readily am, and show up at public forums such as this one and the one that was held last month at the public library, so that people have a chance to learn more about us. It's hard to get people to vote for people they know nothing about. And I have an office. We call it HQ, but anybody wants to stop by and talk to me anytime, I'll be there after 3.
Thank you. Mr. Miller.
The voter turnout is very, very low in a municipal election. Why is that? People don't get involved because they're scared of the council, mayor. They're scared of the process of the city, and they also are uninformed of what all goes on in government. I think we need to get people more involved in the day-to-day operations, be more transparent so that the voters can see what is done so that they can vote. I think we need to items that should be put on a ballot for the voters to be able to vote on, such as a tax increase, should be allowed to be put out in front of the voters. I don't want any political policies brought into local elections. We need to listen to the people, give them a chance to vote on all items like the tax increase. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Smith-Esters.
I think this is a very interesting and very important topic. And you're right, historically, most people are going out to vote for the general elections. And I kind of think historically is because it was those are the elections you first saw on television, and you could see the debates, right? So we were more involved in those historically. But I think it's important that we realize that local elections are more important because they would include school boards, right, the school board, college trustees, and, of course, city officials. And why? Because those people are making decisions that affect our day-to-day lives. So how do we get folks to vote in these elections? Inform the voters. And personally, the first election I ever voted for was in high school. I was a senior, and it was for the mayor. And unfortunately, who I voted for did not win by 4 votes. But that's when I realized an election could win by 4 votes. I was also already did 1 year in the military. And that also instilled to me why it was important to vote in both elections. I think it's important that we get into the school systems, and we need to work with the school board, and hopefully we can start putting that into the curriculum of why voting is important, and also even register our 18-year-olds to vote in high school. I also, being the ex officio member of the Youth Commission, I had the director of the Election Commission, Lisa Watson, come to me and explain the process, and that's the only beginning. So thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Otero.
Yes, municipal elections do have lower turnout due to being off-cycle from the national elections in Illinois. However, Galesburg does have worse turnout for those than other towns. And I think that reflects a general apathy regarding our ability to impact our community. though I have seen more talk about the city council of late than I have in the past. I think if citizens are more involved and more knowledgeable about community issues, they're more likely to vote. One topic that came up again and again when I spoke with citizens was crime in their neighborhoods. And I think one idea might be to really promote neighborhood watches within neighborhoods to assist local police in monitoring. I think these could help facilitate getting to know your neighbors, and if you have a sense of pride, and this could spill over into improving your immediate surroundings, and then that could spill over to a greater interest in this city at large.
Thank you. I'm going to repeat the question. Less than 25% of registered voters in Galesburg typically vote at municipal elections. Some years, it's much lower than that. Why do you think turnout is so low for local elections, and have you always voted in them? Mr. Cox.
I have voted in every election I remember back till I was 18 years old. I think it's apathy. I think it's uninvolvement. But what it really means is that every vote counts, and that election results can be very close, as has been alluded to. So please vote. Make your vote count. Vote early. You can vote early at City Hall tomorrow. Galesburg elections are set up to be nonpartisan. None of us up here are affiliated with any political party. None of us are professional politicians. I believe this is a good thing. I would not like to see partisan politics brought into local elections. The best thing voters can do is to think who would vote the way you would vote if you were given the information that the city council has. I will promise you that I will research every item that I vote on. I will seek input from residents. I will make the best choice I can for the betterment of all of Galesburg, and I promise you that I will do my best to represent the best interests of the city, and I will strive to make our government as efficient and as effective as possible. So again, please vote and make your vote count. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Cheeseman.
I think that we have a smaller voter turnout because lots of people feel like that they are disenfranchised, that they don't have a say-so, that, again, folks that are in government do not listen to them as much as they would like. And anyone that is involved in something or wants to be involved in something wants to feel like they're a stakeholder in it and a partner in it. And when that's made clear and is something that they can feel and see, then they want to be engaged. I think also that we have to make sure that we teach people why it's important to vote. And I know going back as a history teacher, all the different things that I would do in terms of trying to show kids why it's important to vote, that it is your number one way as the average citizen to have say-so in how your government and how your country, your city, or whatever runs. And we also have to, as a follow-up to that, make sure that we educate folks on how they find out about candidates, about the issues, how they can find out about where to vote, how to vote, all of those kinds of things. And I would reiterate what Larry just said here. I vote in every election that I've ever been in, and I have voted trying to be a citizen that has done my due diligence, looked at both the positive and negatives about those issues, about those candidates, and do it in a thorough way and make a decision on who I think best would help me, my family, and our country, our city, or state to do things that are good for us and make us prosperous, successful, and safe.
Thank you. Mr. Hicks.
To answer the question, I have voted in every single election since I've been allowed to when I was 18. In fact, I was involved in politics when I was in high school, first helping a local sheriff candidate walk door-to-door when I was a senior, I think it was, in 1980. So I've been involved in politics, and I know municipal elections, unfortunately, are historically low turnout. I mean, you don't have the national press talking about it nonstop on 24-hour news cycle like we have when there's congressional elections and presidential elections. But we are actually the level of government that's closest to the people. I mean, the folks that I represent currently and have for the last 4 years are my neighbors. I grew up, my parents still own the house that I moved when I was 3 years old. We bought a house on Bluebird, and I've lived there. My family's lived there since 1966. So, those neighbors I've known since I was a young child. We really need to try to get more folks to vote. But we have to engage them, and they have to feel like many of the folks up here have said, they have to feel like their voice is heard. And that's one thing I've tried to do as an alderman, is to listen to folks and when they call and try to help them solve their problems. So vote. You can vote early. I've already voted, actually. Went down to City Hall the other day, so I've cast my vote. And April 4th is Election Day, and you can vote up until then, so we encourage you to do so.
Thank you. Mr. Coleman.
Yes. I have a black grandmother who's 94 years old, so yes, I have voted in every single election because, like she told me, it was very important. There's multiple elections that she couldn't vote in. So she beat that in my head as a young child that, yes, your vote matters. Every single time an election comes, no matter what it is, I take the time to vote. It's my civic duty. Also, I think a lot of our kids' parents, they don't think municipal elections are important because it doesn't have the big dollars in the presidential elections and all those elections have. They feel that the local government, that doesn't matter to us, which they couldn't be more wrong, because those are the people that are making those daily decisions that matter to every one of us every single day. You think about different laws, different ordinances. These votes that you're making are going to matter. They're going to help make your community better. So you have to take time to cast a ballot. It takes a few minutes. You can go to City Hall. They're open Monday through Friday until 6 p.m. I just found out this week that it was that late. Get out, vote. We just have to push that people need to voice their opinion. Vote, 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 vote. Thank you very much.